Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag. Helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life, here's Elizabeth.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, and for all who are willing to follow the Lord. The words come from Deuteronomy 31:8. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about what we may offer to God. We've been talking about sacrifice, offering, oblation, to use an old word not too common today. In Hebrews 13, the 16th verse, we read, "Never forget to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices which God approves." Kindness and sharing spring from love, don't they? Love is the distinguishing mark of a Christian. I'll never forget an appalling TV show which I was more or less forced to watch. I was sitting in an airport where there was a television, huge television set right in front of this waiting area, so you really couldn't get away from it. And that particular talk show was about mothers who had abandoned their children. And I must say, I was transfixed as I watched the faces of these mothers quite shamelessly and openly telling their stories. They just got fed up with motherhood. There was a whole lot more to it than they had bargained for. They didn't like it. They didn't think they were cut out for it. It didn't give them any freedom. They needed to get out of the house. They needed to do something for themselves. And each one of them quite candidly said, "Yes, I left my children. Left my husband and my children." And I heard one of them say, "Who says we have to do all this for our children? Society? Husbands? Guilt?" And I waited for somebody in the audience to suggest that maybe love would enter in and persuade you to make some sacrifices for your children. There was not a voice. There was no notion of self-offering. Love is the distinguishing mark of a Christian. In Ephesians 5:2, we read, "In a word, as God's dear children, try to be like Him and live in love, as Christ loved you and gave Himself up on your behalf as an offering and sacrifice whose fragrance is pleasing to God." What is love? Is it a feeling? Is it a mood, a temperament? Is it, as the world would have us believe, a glandular condition, something that just happens? And when it goes, it goes, and when it's not working anymore, forget it. Love is action. Love, we understand, through the cross of Calvary. The Bible says, "By this we know what love is, that Christ laid down His life for us." Christ laid down His life for us. How much more can you do in personal sacrifice? He did the ultimate thing. He gave Himself. And that same verse, it's in 1 John 3:16, says, "If Christ laid down His life for us, then we, in our turn, ought to lay down our lives for each other." Not many weeks ago, I saw a beautiful illustration of this personal self-offering in, of all places, a subway in New York City. I was on my way to Brooklyn with my husband, and at one of the stops, two black men got on with a bunch of rowdy little boys. The little boys were all colors, and everybody was laughing, and there was tremendous energy and ceaseless movement and these wonderful faces, cheerful faces of these boys. They were going to a baseball game. And they were up and down from their seats and changing seats and joshing and poking each other and running up and down and grabbing the poles that you hang on to in the subway. But I was sitting right where the two men were standing, and I was able to listen to their conversation. And I had gotten a big bang out of hearing one of them turn to one of the boys who was particularly rowdy and up and down from his seat. And he, in a very kind way, with a big smile, he took the little boy by the shoulders and sort of spun him around and pushed him toward a seat, and he said, "Put your rump on the stump." Well, then I heard these two men talking to each other. They were giving their Sunday afternoon to boys whose fathers gave them nothing. These two men knew the families from which these boys came, and they knew that the fathers of these children spent most of their afternoons sitting in front of the television at home. These two men could have used the time in the same way, selfishly. But instead of that, here they were giving up their Sunday afternoons, and I gather that it was a regular thing week after week. They gave their Sunday afternoons to boys whose fathers were giving them nothing. Is there a father listening to me who's convicted right now, realizing that there have been times when he should have given up his right to his freedom, his Sunday afternoon, and done something for his children? I hope that maybe you will hear the voice of God in what you ought to do. It heartened me, it cheered and warmed me to see a thing like that on a subway in New York, showing kindness, sharing what they could do for others. What do you have? I mean, besides money. What is your most precious commodity? I think it's time. Time and strength, perhaps. Do you have time to give to somebody else? Well, you probably don't have it, but can you arrange it? Can you make time? Do you have strength to offer to somebody else? Jesus said, "All that the Father has given me, I have given you." Have you given to others in the name of God what God has given to you? Christ was willing to be stripped. He experienced radical limitation when he left his home in heaven and came to earth for us. In a word, as God's dear children, try to be like him, says Ephesians, and live in love as Christ loved you and gave himself up on your behalf as an offering and sacrifice. I remember one time speaking on these rather profound subjects and seeing a row of little children sitting on the front bench in front of me and wondering and sort of scratching my head figuratively, how can I make this understandable to these children? Can they possibly get anything out of the message that I've prepared for today? Well, I got a letter from one of those children, a little 6-year-old boy who wrote to say, "I am learning to lay down my life for my little sister. She has to take a nap in the afternoon. I don't have to take a nap, but she can't go to sleep unless I come and lay down beside her." And so he said, "I lay down with my little sister." I can't think of a more genuine expression of love than a 6-year-old boy's sacrificing that half hour or hour in the afternoon when he could be playing and being kind to a little sister. Christian love is a practical thing. It is a down-to-earth thing. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing, not just a Sunday thing. What is God speaking to you about today as for ways in which you can express love to a neighbor, to a crotchety old person that you really ought to visit because you know that that person has very few visitors? A phone call that you could make, a card, a cake that you might bake, a casserole to take to a busy housewife or perhaps a sick mother who needs help with her children. When I worked with the Colorado Indians in the western jungle of Ecuador, I had several rather significant losses during that year. One of them was the loss of the language work that I had actually done. And as I've looked back on that loss, I realize that God had given me the privilege of giving that work only to Him, because, of course, I had offered that work to Him. I was doing it for Him. I was doing it, I believed, in obedience to Him. And it came to nothing, humanly speaking, just right down the drain. But the Lord reminded me, no, not down the drain. Nothing is down the drain if it's given to me. I know what to do with it. Never mind. It wasn't useless. Perhaps there's someone who needs to hear that word today. Something that you have done appears to have gone completely down the drain. Did you do it in love? Did you do it for somebody else? Did you do it out of a conscientious performance of duty? Very likely, the answer is yes. Don't you think God would accept that as an offering? If even now, after the fact, you say, well, yes, Lord, I understand. I give that to You. Help me to realize that nothing that's given to You is lost. Lord, this is what we ask for ourselves today. Teach us to give to You our souls, our life, our all. What a small sacrifice in comparison to what You have given to us. We thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.